Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, back down, Pasuk says, "V'yom Hashem al Kain, hey, hevel achicha, where is hevel your brother?" V'yom, and he says, "Lo yadati, Hashem rechi anechi." So he says, "I don't know. Lo yadati, Hashem rechi anechi. Am I the Hashem of my brother that I should have to know?" And the question is, why does the pasuk need to add these words, "Hashem rechi anechi"? Charfi tanis lo yadati. That's good enough. I don't know. Why is he, what's nischadish over here with these words, "Hashem rechi anechi"? And I was thinking maybe you can be mazed this up here. Gemara over here. The Gemara says on the bottom of the Amr, the Gemara brings down this Maisa that who gave the Afkazuzi got the Chavre, and Amr have these Zoys, so he asked for his money. Amr Le Yodan Echusun, I don't remember where I put them. Also, he made the Rava, they came from the Rava. Amr Le Kol Yodan Pshusi, anytime you tanya Le Yodan, it's a Pshusa, it's considered a Pshia. Le Yodati is not a good Tanya. You can't pat yourself by saying Le Yodati. So you see that the Tanya of Le Yodati by Shomer is not a good Tanya. It is considered a Pshia. But if a person is not a Shomer, then that is a good Tanya. So when Hashem said to Kain, Hevel Achicha, and he says Le Yodati, that is only a ptur if he's not a shomer. So he has to add, "V'yemer le'yadati ha'shomer achi anoichi." I'm not the shomer of my brother, and therefore I can tana le'yadati, and mimele that is a tana tepatmi. But if he would have been a shomer, then itaka would be chayv, like we see in the Gemara over here that kol yadan pshusi. When a person is a shomer, le'yadan is not enough to pat him from his shmir, and that would be considered a pshia.